We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, guys. It's over the hump day. Oh, one more wake up. One more wake up.
Yeah.
I'm flying high.
That's an unfortunate admission I would be willing to join you with. Normally, I'm like, I like doing this. This is all good.
And no, now I'm like, I got it. Doesn't mean we don't like it.
No, I just got to get a
break. Time for a mental break.
Hey, Bryn, did you turn my volume down in my headphones?
No.
Maybe I did.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah, let's figure this out.
I did not.
This is the time of day when we do our troubleshooting. Welcome, everyone.
It's a good time to do it.
It's 5:46 in the morning. A lot of people don't even wake up at this time anymore because they, you know, they don't have to commute. So they, maybe they're in their kitchen getting coffee or something. We're just voices in the background.
How do we sound, Vin?
It's fixed.
Sound?
It's
Is it
fixed.
Better?
I don't know if anyone touched it or something happened there, but it's all good.
And it should be your master volume there.
There's no doubt that people touch stuff. Around here, so
sure. Well, there's little hands everywhere, and they got to grab onto something.
The littlest ones disappearing crap like you just can't believe.
Yeah, it's you guys just need to start putting stuff up on shelves, I guess.
We're all pretty sick of that gate at the top of the stairs, too. Oh,
yeah.
And by the way,
how old when that goes away?
I don't know. I forget when we stopped doing it for the first one, but I know that it's destroying the banister and the wall. Because
it gets slammed and right,
yeah,
pulled.
And every now and then I'll be upstairs and I assume the kid's downstairs with mom. And then I hear at the top of the stairs at the gate the banging on the yeah. like a jailbird. And I try not to make too much noise and get over there before she can be startled and fall backward down the stairs.
Yeah.
Just grab her. I got you. Okay. How did you get free and where is your mom? Oh. Yeah. Anyway.
Why am I involved in this transaction?
I'm afraid. That's really, it comes down
sure.
to, as well as it's, we're trying for it to not let her head down the stairs by herself. If she gets up the stairs and is at the top of them, is that any, it's not, it's worse. Now she can't get in. So she's pulling right. with her weight, trying to. Anyway, it's a personal problem.
Yeah,
whatever.
Are there rugs on the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say take that gate out of there. Look, if she falls down the stairs one time, she learns not to fall down the stairs. You know, I was always a big proponent of, you know, lock the things that have the harsh chemicals behind them. But other than that, you know, just keep an eye on your kids, and you know, they've got to learn to navigate the stairs. She's almost 2 years old. Okay,
there's a certain amount of guilty relief that I have too, like when Cameron falls or something, because I want her to fall.
To learn how to,
so that
right.
she, yeah, just hard enough to hurt her, but not hard enough to leave a mark or damage her permanently, you know, but I want her to fall because she's so crazy sometimes, you know, it's
right.
like.
She needs to know how to keep her limbs in check and to get her balance and stuff. I mean, it's true, the kid's under two, so you can't, I mean, you got to do. I guess if you take down your thing and then she does fall down the stairs and break an arm or something, now you're the a-hole who took the gate down. But when we were growing up, you know, there were stairs in our house and, you know, nobody fell down them. My brother's bedroom was in the basement, for God's sake. Like, the rats could have eaten them, you know? Like, there's... We all made it.
Is that where the peephole is?
That's where the peephole... No, this was in our first house when I was growing up. When I was a little kid. Freaking peephole. The peephole was in this summer house that we used to...
Where's the music, Bryn?
No, look, the peephole... Speaking of peepo, Hooman's going to be on today to do the movers review, the KO movie review team. The peepo was between two pieces of drywall that my dad had put up across his bookcase to make a room. And then there was another peepo at our, there was a summer house that we rented every year. The whole family rented this huge house on the Cape. And there was a peepo from a lot of the kids had to sleep in the attic because there were tons of kids and tons of adults. So we put all these mattresses out in the attic, and there was a peepo because it was like an old rickety summer house. And there was a, oh boy.
Well, let that play.
Never mind.
No, keep going.
No, what are you talking about? Never mind. You're just getting to the good part. And then there you and your friend are changing and you can see an eye looking through the crack in the peephole.
Hey, I don't think you could see it. I don't know if you could or not. I don't think it was happening to me. I was related to those people. They didn't care about me. They cared about my friend Susie Wagner.
Right.
Susie Wagner was a hottie too, and I think she knew she was being watched because she used to dance and put on shows and stuff. She found God later. She probably doesn't dance as much anymore.
You think she was dancing for the boys looking through the peephole?
I do.
Okay.
Well, you know, she was always one to enjoy attention. She liked it. She was gorgeous. I mean, she was one of those chicks that you're just like, wow, that chick's gorgeous.
That's the funny thing is, I would think, and this is just me and my dumb head, but that most girls aren't aware of to what length boys will go to see them naked until they're a little older. So, yeah. I don't know Susie Wagner.
Oh, no, Susie Wagner, when she came down the Cape with me, she was 18 years old. Like, she knew exactly what was going on.
How old were you?
I was probably 17. Well, I mean, I went my whole life, but the summer that she came was our senior year, after our senior year, so I was still 17 and she was 18.
Oh, so you manned the peephole for...
I did not man any peepos. I didn't man them. I'm pretty sure I warned her because I'd grown up basically in this house, you know.
So you knew.
Every summer all our families spent 2 weeks in this house, and I probably warned her, and then she was like, "Oh, really? The kids are watching?" And I, you know, I had a bunch of, you know, there was Tucker and Brad and Seth and my brother.
Tucker.
And they were all okay. Boy. Anyway, peepos, they figure in, turns out. So how was your day yesterday?
Oh, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
My day was actually pretty good. You know, we're weather-wise, it was as perfect as it gets.
Oh, my God. Just beautiful.
For the first time in 3 months, Maka came over and
wow.
The kids jumped up and down and Maka cried and everyone was happy and Dad left for a surf.
Oh, Dad, that's so wonderful.
So, I went surfing. It was sunny and pretty and all the stuff. And Mom got more work done than she's probably gotten done in 3 months.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Maka came over and, like, took the kids all afternoon.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to, yeah.
It's fantastic. I thought she just came over for a visit, but no, she came over and,
she came and stayed everyone for said, the afternoon.
Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be a regular thing now?
We're going to, as long as she holds the line and isn't out, you know, getting contaminated, then yeah, right. We'll probably do that a couple times a week.
Oh, man, I was looking at something this morning and they're like, the CDC is saying, we don't even see how this can be contained now. Like, people are so just, it's everywhere. Unless we all of a sudden decide, okay, we'll play ball.
The real bummer is, I regret this a lot, is that they should have waited until after 4th of July to even consider the reopenings, because right. now we're like, our area is going to be overrun. Even if they say the beaches are closed, which they'd been saying for months, yep. the beaches were crowded to the point that even when enforcement was there, people just drove by, waited, and as soon as enforcement left, they came right back to the spot they wanted to go to, filled in the lots, and filled out the beaches in a way that was unstoppable. So
right.
the enforcement was finding itself, like, it just, they grew, there were too many holes to plug. Right. It's miles and miles of beach, and I don't know how LA hopes to do it. They right now, the truth is, the worst of it is down south, and they've declared the beach is closed, and I don't know how they plan to hold that line. I right. really don't.
Go ahead and I picture a Benny Hill show scenario where there's like, you know, coppers on the beach chasing down people running in the sand. I mean, it just seems hopeless. When you have hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people on a beach, what are you going to do?
It's really trippy to look at some of the articles. One of them was like a full display of the numbers, and it's a moving graph, and it shows, you know, Italy spiked hard and then kind of came back down, and the United States is just
plateaued,
plowing forward in a way where you just go, oh no, we look based on a comparison to the rest of the world, we just look so dumb.
You think?
And so they've, bad.
The EU just said, no Americans can come here. Like, right. we're not even, that's it. I'm right. like, oh, well, I hope that gets relaxed at some point. I'd love to travel more, but turns out home is where I travel. I travel from my my bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen to the place I work. That's it.
Right. So for us, despite the fact that I got to go out and have a surf, I basically drove to the beach, into the water, out of the water, home. So it's not an adventure or any no. time spent hanging.
Or but, with people.
Right. And that's what I'll probably do throughout our vacation if there's a reason to head that way.
Right.
But for the 4th of July weekend, we're not going to go anywhere near the beach.
No, you can't. I mean,
because this is where
people out there,
more so than most locations in the Bay Area, this is where everyone comes. So mm-hmm. we're just screwed. We're not going to play games.
You
with
are.
That.
Yeah, you're trapped.
And I know for those of you out there who believe this is a joke, that we sound stupid, and I'd wish
we get your texts. Thank
I wished
you.
All along this whole way. I just kept hoping. I hope they're right. I hope I'm the one that is being paranoid, and it's this dad thing that's kicking inside me that's making yeah. me be all, you know, law-abiding. What's wrong with me? But it's not the case. The thing is spiking all over the place, and I'm just not stoked on this weekend
I'm just
coming up.
Worried about my parents. You know, they're like, wow. Florida is just having a well, huge spike, and they've been from the beginning. It, you know, F you and your masks, live free or die. I'm like, you know. Yeah, honestly, the way that this has been mishandled by the government is just, it's astounding to me. I mean, honest to God, like, don't wear a mask, do wear a mask. Everybody has to wear a mask. You're anti-American if you wear a mask. Like, where the F did that come from? You know what?
I don't know.
This is a situation where there's something that's getting passed around, and there are some very simple ways to prevent that, and people don't seem to want to, because somehow it's become a thing, live free or die. You know, the government can't tell. Well, the government tells you all kinds of stuff. You're also not allowed to kill people. You got to wear your seatbelt. Like, you know, these are things for public health. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know what they're
Quit
doing.
Quit being such a little bitch about it. Put your effing mask on and protect other people. Don't we care about other people? Isn't that like one of the tenets? I'm just so mad. And I just don't want anything to happen to my dad. Like, my mom, I think, would survive it. She survives everything. She's going to be around forever. But my dad is 80 and has asthma. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I was going to say, this is long before this came up. Americans have had a rap for being pretty selfish and self-centered. And as we travel the world, you know, there's a bad rap about the way Americans behave in other countries. I haven't even been to most of the other countries, but I've heard
it. Way
to
prove it true.
But here we go. We continue to just do what we do. We do us. You don't tell me. Okay. Well, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
And I swear to God that after our vacation, this thing's over. Is there any way that's possible that we can come back to work and do a show without mentioning
You're
COVID-19?
Adorable.
That'd be so great.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it? Oh, I just, honestly, this is the weirdest vacation. I can't wait for it. I need the mental break. I hate getting up in the morning. Everybody, you know, I've bitched about it for 23 years or whatever it's been. But, man, I need this break whether I get to go anywhere or not.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So what'd you do? Did you get your results yet? You didn't.
No,
did you?
And I spent an hour on the phone trying to get them. And then I'm trying to, like, get them to give me a thing so I can log onto some portal. And she's like, all right, I'm sending you the email right now. So, that, you know, and my email always takes longer than everyone else's, it seems like. So I actually hang up the phone. You know, okay, thanks.
Oh, no.
Click. And then I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but an hour is too long to wait. So I, like... The email has to work. It works. John's sending me test emails. I know the goddamn thing works. We, you know, I don't know if you remember the hell I went through with this one address that I've had forever. And then I got to get back on hold. And there I am on hold again for another 45 minutes. I'm telling you, I apparently, here's what I think, though. If I had it, wouldn't they be all over me? Like, if they got the results back and they were positive.
No, It has been two weeks today. I don't think that
want to know where I've been and contact trace.
I don't think that's the way it works. I think that at my doctor's office, and I go to Stanford, but I have a little app and I have a location online where they put all my test results.
Right.
So anything that I went and go and do anything, whether it's my physical or a flu, you know, test,
right,
or
and a place where you can email a doctor, and it's like it's your portal. It's your. I don't have that. I've never signed up for that, so I was trying to do that yesterday, and
so. No. But those results don't go up, and if it's something negative, they, you know, they make a phone call. They just post that stuff. So it's. I don't even think that it's. I think it's pretty effortless on their part.
Well, apparently, it's too much effort for them to do it for me. Honest to God, it's been 2 weeks today. And John still hasn't gotten his antibody test back. He's actually going to go today at 10:45 to get another antibody test. Because apparently you can walk in at like a Quest or something and you know, the diagnostics.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
You can walk in and they'll do a thing for you. He's like, I'm just going to go over there. I can't do this anymore. This is ridiculous.
The waiting.
For him, it's been 2.5 weeks. It's like, what's the point of even testing if you're never going to get your results back? Because
I'd be pretty mad about it.
Who can even know? I'm super pissed. I want to know.
If I'm him and I spent 3 hours in a parking lot, I want my results.
Yeah.
Now. Hand them over. Wow, that's a bummer. Well,
it is. It's a total bummer. It's just frustrating because everybody knows that I was sick those days and I can't give them any assurances that it wasn't COVID. The end.
Well, right. You know? And I'm actually curious. Just through this process. And so I hate to say it, but our listeners, now that they know that this went down, they've been texting daily.
Yeah.
And what are Sarah's results? And I'm always looking at it like, ay, ay, ay.
The results are Sarah gets to sit on hold. And that's the only thing that's come out of this is I'm really good at holding my phone, you know,
Yikes.
Which I already had mad skills at, but now I'm like an outlier.
All right.
Oh boy. Anyway, it's hump day. And, for a lot of people, it's weird because having days off feels like having days on, you know, to say you have a day off on Friday to observe the holiday and then, you know, whatever days off you have vacation. I'm not going. I'm going to be right here. I could sit in this chair if I wanted to.
Listen, on the bright side.
All right. Thank you. Give me a bright side.
Your boy is back today. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to review.
I know. Something old, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't have any idea how they plan to entertain us. Is he going to your house or is he going to, what are they doing?
Yeah, Michael said they can't, I guess the building's policy is nobody can come in. Nicole, I don't know, you're under some exception thing and I know there are exceptions in the building keeping things running.
Yeah, and we have to use the elevator closest, you know, the garage elevator.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Entercom employees only have to use that one. So we can't even go through the front. So there's like certain rules. And
there's all kinds of rules in place. Mm-hmm. So they are going to be out. I won't be able to see them. They're going to be out where Johnny sits to do the podcast, which is
isolation booth.
An isolation booth. But they'll be, the two of them will be together.
Well, they'll be able to hang
10 feet apart
and check you out after, right? That's late in the show, isn't it?
Yes, but they're not. That's not happening. Like, even with the podcast, like, we wave goodbye out the window. Like, there's no interaction, really, you know? And I'm not going to, you know, what if I do have it? I don't want to give it to Hooman or Marcus, you know?
No, I
although, if I had it like a year and a half ago, and I still haven't gotten my results yet. So probably I'm in the clear. But I don't want it from them either, you know? What if I didn't have it? And who knows who's got it? Everyone's got it. Nobody's got it. You're asymptomatic. You're totally sick. Blah, blah, blah. Masks, no masks. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. I'm so over this. I have caution fatigue. That's the theme this week.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Play a song and come back and do some stories.
Thank God, the voice of reason.
All right.
KLLC. It's a bunch of stories about bad things. Just so stay tuned. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.